Do you love Chip and Company podcast? Be sure to head over to chipandco.com for even more Disney Parks news, entertainment, and review podcasts. Chip and Company has been delivering the best in Disney news, planning tips, and more since 2009. And now you can get that news in an audio-only format, now 5 days a week. Every Monday, join Mark and Greg for Diz Life Podcast and start your week off the right way by living your best Disney life. Tuesday is our news and review podcast discussing the latest breaking news from the Walt Disney Corporation. Every Wednesday, we're discussing the best of Disney parks with Chip and Greg. Join Bondo, Miriam, Tinker Jay, and Mark Andrada every single Thursday for We Like Theme Parks, now at its new home here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. And every Friday, join Mark and Greg on And Company as we break down the top headlines of the week. Get that extra dose of Disney in your weekly commute, your time on the treadmill, or even just relaxing around the house. So stop what you're doing and smash that subscribe button to be a part of the fastest growing podcast network here in the Disney community. We hope that you enjoy today's podcast, and thank you for being a part of our podcast family. And now, two guys who are riding their last drop on Splash Mountain, Greg the Disney Fanatic and Diz Life Mark.
Ahoy, hoy, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Chip and Company. Welcome to our weekly review of the top headlines from chipandco.com as we dive deeper into the topics that continue to garner your love and your attention. Thank you for being part of our show here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Don't forget to subscribe and be part of the fastest growing podcast network in the Disney community, where you can now get your daily dose of Disney 5 days a week.
5 days a week.
On today's podcast, we are discussing, Mark, not such a zippity-doo-dah day at the Magic Kingdom. Toy Story Land restaurant Roundup Rodeo gets an opening date. A lawsuit against Disney alleges cast members laughed at a disabled guest. People are selling everything they can think of regarding Splash Mountain. Mark will bring the Rushmore of the week, and I will deliver the spicy hot take. And of course, as always, we will We will not edit that out, and we will spend time trying to figure out where in the world Mr. Chip Confer has disappeared this week. Before we get into headlines, though, Mark, let me welcome the co-host of And Company and purveyor of Diz Life Podcast, my friend and yours, ladies and gentlemen, Diz Life Mark!
You had a bad day, you take it one town, I sang a sad song and I turned it around. Greg, how are you doing, man? Well, how did we wind up listening to Daniel Powder before we recorded the show? Maybe because it's like everyone had a bad week. Disney adults had a bad week.
I, on the other hand, have not had a bad week. I've had I stayed away from the parks, Mark, so I did not have a bad day.
I've had a depressed week.
Yeah. Very depressed week. I'm still depressed about being off the Halcyon, but life must move on. And as always, we must move on.
You can't live in space forever, man. So, but you know what? Shoot for the moon, Greg, because even if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
I hate you for those sayings.
All right, let's get into the headlines of the week. These are the top four headlines that you are clicking on over at chipandco.com. If we're talking about it here on And Company, it means you're clicking on it. So don't like the headlines? Click on some different stuff. Our first headline of the week, Greg, zippity-doo-dah, the song has been removed from the Magic Kingdom entrance loop. That's right. The song zippity-doo-dah from Disney's 1946 live-action animated movie, A Song of the South, has been removed from the Magic Kingdom entrance music loop. That was the final day of operations on Sunday for Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World, which featured the song Zippity-Doo-Dah. Remember, is composed by Ali Rubel, lyrics by Ray Gilbert for the 1946 Song of the South. It was sung by James Baskett. For Zippity-Doo-Dah, the film won the Academy Award for the Best Original Song and the second Disney song to win said award after When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio. We predicted this was going to be what people were talking about this week on Diz Life Podcast in our first takes, and we were true. Greg Nostradamus, how did we know that people would be upset about this?
Oh, not just upset, but screaming and anger and the tears and the crying.
The wailing
the
and the gnashing of teeth.
The wailing and gnashing and the clutching the pearls and everything else.
Yeah.
Look, hey, did you know, listen, drama. Before I get too deep into this, did you know over at Disneyland at the what do you call that middle walkway, the Esplanade? Is that what it is?
Sure, that's a very fancy word. I like that big word, Bane. Thank you.
Did you know that they are now playing Disney World songs over there? So the Imagination song is playing. Enchantment is playing. So like all things, things must change. So if they are playing new songs, that means old songs must go. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Felicia. All right, man, moving on. What's our next?
Let's move on.
You get to do all the foods. Enjoy.
Oh no. Well, let's sit back and get comfy,
wait,
ladies and
before
gentlemen.
You do this, I am very curious to see and a show peek behind the curtain. I want to see how you're going to tackle this the headline here and how you're going to shorten this very long and verbose article. There's a lot of stuff in this. Good luck, man. Congratulations, you won the lottery.
Or did you?
All right, go ahead. I'm curious.
Ladies
go
and
ahead.
Gentlemen, it has just been announced that Toy Story Roundup Rodeo Barbecue at Disney's Hollywood Studios is officially opening March 23rd. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. We are excited. We have exciting news to share. We now have the opening date, which I just said. Chow down on smokehouse meats. Chow down on smokehouse meats. My mouth is watering. A roundup of sides, sweet surprises, and more in this Western-themed family-style restaurant where you'll see the world through the eyes of Andy's toys. Start with the Prospector's homemade cheddar biscuits served with sweet pepper jelly. They're so delicious. You might be tempted to fill up them, but be sure to save room for all the delicious grub from the table.
Oh, please, God, save us. Go ahead.
Fresh, delicious salads for all to enjoy. Tomato, Rex Romaine, watermelon salad, kale salad. Enjoy a hearty serving of smokehouse meats. Mark, what kind of meats do we have?
So
we have
meats.
Evil Doctor Smoked Ribs, Buttercups, Beef Biscuit. There's a sausage in my
biscuit. Biscuit or brisket?
Brisket.
Because a beef, you said beef biscuit, and I was like, wait a minute, what?
Wow, that's something. Did you know that there's a sausage?
Wait a minute. Is that what it's really called? Oh my God.
Bring this show to a halt. There's a sausage in my boot.
Listen, is this OnlyFans right now? Like, what the heck?
Wow, you are hearing us.
Come on.
Read this the first time. Mark. There's a sausage in my boot. Spiced pork sausage fired grilled over a live oak.
That's what
you
said.
To give it that
dude.
Added kick. I also thought it said added lick. I was like, whoa.
She said.
Barbecue chicken, slow smoked cauliflower, because you can obviously have savory plant-based offerings. Oven roasted bratwurst. That is not bratwurst. The impossible rib chop. All entrees are served with assortment of sweet, traditional, and spicy barbecue sauces. You can choose the following sides. The mermaid spuds, force field fried pickles, slinky dog mac and cheese, buck in baked potatoes, cowpoke corn on the cob, meat old potato salad, veggie slaw, campfire roasted vegetables. These are perfect proportioned chuck wagon desserts, and the desserts are... Cupcake a la Forky. Get the fork out of here. Lemon and blueberry cheesecake. Billy's chocolate silk pie. Can I have that with this?
Dude, I can't. I am like dying. I am internally
pie,
screaming.
Grubs, peach, strawberry pie. I'm just moving on, Mark. I can't do this. And then, of course, they will have adult cocktails. The snake-eyed margarita. Never mind.
Dude,
we're done.
Stop.
That's
and
what
we're done.
They have, Mark.
And you're canceled. And we're done. Somebody is screwing around with the names over at Woody's Barbecue, man.
32 episodes in, and we are now officially
there's
canceled.
A snake in my boot.
There's a sausage.
God.
Mark, are you going to be eating at the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue on your next trip to Hollywood Studios Toy Story Land?
I will try. Of course, I will try it. We have eaten at every restaurant on property. So, of course... Excuse me.
Did you just yawn?
I did yawn.
Did you just yawn in the middle of our podcast?
I did. It's the sausage in my boot. It's got a lot of tryptophan. So, Yeah, I'll try it out. I'll definitely try it out. Whoever's naming the foods, though, man, come on, bro. Come on.
Thank you for that.
Come
Thank
on,
you.
Man.
Whoever named the food, I appreciate whoever you are. You are now my hero. I need to have a snake in my boot.
No, you do not. All right, moving on. This one, of course, was one of our top headlines of the week. You can tell just
from the floor.
You can tell just from the headline that this was obviously going to get clicks. But there's a lawsuit that now alleges that cast members laughed at a disabled guest before what was is now a deadly accident. A recent Disney lawsuit alleges that the cast members laughed at a disabled guest before what was a deadly accident aboard the Jungle Cruise attraction. The Orange County Register is reporting the lawsuit states that the disabled guest was having trouble exiting one of the Jungle Cruise boats and cast members laughed at her instead of helping her. She then suffered a fall that caused injuries and ultimately led to her death. Again, all of this is alleged. We're not saying that this actually happened. This is all in the filing. This is all in the lawsuit. The guest was Joanne Aguilar. She was a 66-year-old Ventura County woman. She died 5 months after the incident due to complications from her injuries. On November 18th of 2022, Aguilar's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Disneyland. The lawsuit states that Aguilar visited Disneyland with her two adult daughters back in August 22nd. She was in a wheelchair at the time. Lawsuit states that the cast member at the Jungle Cruise attraction told them there was no wheelchair accessible boat available. Aguilar then decided to enter the boat with the help of her daughters. When the ride ended, cast members placed a small unsecure block on top of the existing steps inside of the boat to reduce the height of each step. Her daughters then helped her out of the boat while cast members supposedly watched and laughed. Exiting the boat was more difficult as it's required to propel her body upward with her lower legs, which due to her disability was not possible, the lawsuit states. The struggle was apparent and Disney cast members began snickering and giggling as they watched Miss Aguilar try to exit the boat safely. Aguilar then fell backward, fractured her femur in her right leg. She was taken to the local hospital, underwent surgery, stayed there for 10 days. Afterwards, she moved to a rehabilitation center where she stayed for 5 months, and she passed away on January 29th of 2022 from infection and going into septic shock. Disney has denied the claims that state Aguilar's injuries were caused by her own negligence and that Disneyland did not discriminate against her or deny her equal access. Disney is seeking a jury trial. So this is just getting started. This was just filed. Disney has requested that this go to trial. Very uncommon when there is fault, Greg, what I will say before kicking this over to you, Disney will usually settle these kind of matters behind closed doors. They will admit wrongdoing out of the public eye. But the fact that Disney is taking this to trial and they've asked for a jury trial means that they seem pretty confident. You and I both know this. There's cameras everywhere. So they've got this somewhere on camera. So
I have a hard time understanding, knowing that how many cast members I see on a daily basis. I have a hard time even thinking of a cast member laughing at somebody who has a disability in the open in front of anybody.
So,
I don't know what happens on behind the scenes.
Well,
the question I have for you, Mark,
okay. I was just going to say, here's the only way I think this could be plausible. I don't know if that answers your question, but go ahead.
My question actually is, you're in the insurance agency business, and so who's at fault on something like this? Disney for the initial injury, or is it the hospital doctors for the septic shock and everything else that went along with it?
It's really hard to say, to be completely honest, and this is what, you know, this is why you have teams of lawyers that defend insurance companies in matters like this, but it's really going to come down and you know, this is going to come down to whatever the jurors hear and whatever evidence is obviously produced, right? Because Disney has boats for disabled persons. You obviously have to wait until they come into rotation. So there's a lot of stuff here that we don't know. Why did the woman choose to not wait for that boat to come around? She assumed some risk. But with that said, Disney should have been a little bit more insistent that no, she not go and wait. But Disney is pretty good with asking you if you can transfer. if the woman made a representation that yes, she can transfer and she took that risk and she assumed that risk, if she then falls of her own accord, I don't know if it means that Disney is liable in that situation. It seems though that whoever the lawyer is in this is trying to play this to make it look like Disney was not just negligent, but that they were getting some kind of sick, sadistic entertainment out of this.
And what do you call that? Willful negligence?
Yeah, willful negligence, and that you had cast members that were standing by watching and snickering. Here's the only thing that I can assume that maybe you had cast members that were around the area that weren't actively getting the woman in and or out of the boat. And they were having a sidebar and they were laughing. And like, listen, we've all seen cast members engaged in separate conversation and laughing and snickering. Mm-hmm. But you might have had that woman or her daughters having a tough time looking up, being frustrated that more cast members weren't actively participating in lifting the woman out of the boat. And
right.
Their frustration is greeted by them looking up and seeing cast members just talking on the docks, laughing, thinking they're laughing at me, when in fact they really weren't. But those cast members are often not going to help you transfer, because then they're assuming the risk if they drop you or if they mishandle you and you do fall and you get hurt. But there's a whole host of other things too.
Right. And then it does say in the article that the cast members were helpful by putting down extra blocks to move
but they're
along.
Not, yes, so, but yeah. They're also not going to be hands-on, man. They're not going to pick you up. They're not going to lift
you up.
No, and
we've both witnessed at the parks family members having to carry, like, transfer over to Pirates or something else where
yes.
There is no wheelchair accessible.
Look, and this is really tough. And look, I don't want to speculate all that much, because at the end of the day, a woman is dead due to these injuries. She was septic. She died as a result of these injuries that she suffered on a theme park ride when she fell. So it's not a good story anyway around, and you have her daughters that are dealing with the loss of their mother rather recently. But the fact that Disney is willing to take this to a trial means
right.
that they're probably confident that their cast members did the right thing, and that, you know, that this happened and it was a freak accident and it's not their fault. I mean, if you fall down a step and you trip over your own feet, I mean, of course you can sue in a court of law. But you can't say, well, darn, you had steps. Well, listen, I mean, was the step not regular? I mean, and that's why you have building codes where the steps, you know, a certain height, where there, you know, was there damage to the structure of the step? Were there cracks? Was the cement not properly installed? And, you know, did it wear down where the woman lost her footing? There's a whole host of reasons why Disney could be liable. And the truth, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to come down to the jury, but this is just going to get started. So this is going to be in the news. It might actually get settled. You don't know that. Just because Disney has requested a jury trial doesn't mean that you're going to have Ms. Aguilar's lawyers and Disney's lawyers may get together to head this off, that they don't want this to play
right.
out in public. And, you know, it's obviously with a fatality, you know, sometimes insurance policies will only pay a certain cap for a fatality. But, you know, then there's pain and suffering. Who knows? I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can tell that people actually cared about this because this was one of the top clicked on articles.
Well, yeah. And you see that there's a fatality in a Disney park and people, you know, it's like rubbernecking on the highway. People want to see, like, what happened. But, man, if that wasn't one of the biggest articles of the week, but it still paled in comparison to what, Greg? Our largest articles were what?
Mark. Now is your chance to own a piece of magic with Splash Mountain Water. Yesterday was the final day for Splash Mountain at Magic Kingdom.
Sunday only.
You don't need the whole seat, just the edge. At Magic Kingdom, obviously guests lined up to ride Splash Mountain one final time before the ride goes down to become Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Wait times got as high as 220 minutes throughout the day as most people were trying to get one final ride on Splash. I don't know. It's going to reopen. Well, some people just wanted to ride the attraction one final time. Others were trying to think of how to make a quick buck off of the Splash Mountain closing. Looking on eBay this morning, you will see auctions for the water from Splash Mountain on its final day.
Could you say that again? What were they auctioning off?
Water.
Okay, there's the Philly. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I heard the Philly right there.
It does come out. It just comes out naturally. Like when I'm actually reading off something, it doesn't. So far, only one or two of the auctions have bids on them, but there are even an auction listing for genuine Disney Splash Mountain Water circa 2021, 6 ounces going for $1,000. So far, there are about 20 auctions on eBay for Splash Mountain Water. As you can see, Splash Mountain is now closed. There's no wait times listed on the Disney World app. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is not expected to open until 2024. Mark.
Bro, listen. You have thoughts. I know. You have thoughts later. So here's my take on all of this. I understand the sentimentality, the nostalgia that comes along with this. But this is by far and away, I think there are moments in Disney adult history, famous moments in Disney adult history, where I think we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. I mean, the 7-hour line for the Figment popcorn bucket was up there. There
was number one.
Yeah, there are some instances where I think I just reflect upon our community and go like, really, really, y'all? Like, this is it? This is what we're amounted to?
Yeah,
but the ride's going to reopen. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to be great. I mean, we're not talking about holy water here. The water wasn't blessed by the Pope. You know, it doesn't date back to like the Christ water into wine.
Wait, auction off put water by the Pope that has been blessed by the Pope?
No, but like, listen, as a Catholic, I will tell you, that water that is usually blessed by one of the, you know, the higher ups in the church, that goes into the fridge, man. Like, you keep that jug of holy water, like you do. You just
could understand why you would.
It sits
why
in the Dasani. In the Dasani bottle, and you break that out on special occasions. But look,
grandma's coming over. We got to make sure the house is
disgusting
clean and
ritually cleansed. Yeah, disgusting, chlorinated, rank, nasty water from Splash Mountain is just a bit over the top.
Dude, how long before you see like the growth in there?
Listen, man, probably not a while, because that water's got more chlorine in it than anything else in the world. Look, if we're talking about like the water that Walt Disney poured into the canals of like Small World, you know what? Like, okay, you got me there. I'll buy that jug of water because there's a history to it. But I think that, and I'm sorry to say, I think that a lot of the fervor from Saturday and Sunday on was a tad bit over the top. I mean, the way that people behaved was that like someone had died, literally that someone had died. And I don't understand that kind of reaction over a ride that has animatronics and is going to still be there. Like, you're going to go back and it's still going to have a drop. It's just getting overlaid with new animatronics. You're still going to have memories with your kids.
Can I just say how amazing Disney was? By the next morning, I was there at 9 a.m.
And it was a Spirit Halloween.
The walls were up and Tiana's Bayou Adventure is under construction.
Yeah. Listen, it's a Spirit Halloween for a while.
It very much was. Did you see how many clicks that got?
I did. And you know why it got so many clicks is because our fearless leader seized the moment and put up so much Splash Mountain news so quickly. And I have to say, Chip, man, you really knocked out all of the park, all of the Splash Mountain news this week. Congratulations. Nice job in covering that, man. I really think you did an amazing job. Did it tire you out, though, talking about Splash Mountain all that much? Hey, dude, where is Chip?
Mark, after returning from his cruise in Galveston, Texas, Chip flew over to Disneyland to enjoy his time at the opening of the Disney 100 Years of Wonder celebration. He got to ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway yesterday and today, see the new World of Color 1, which you can actually see on Chip and Company's YouTube page. Somewhere along the way, Chip saw the new character outfits and decided he wanted to be Chip and hang out with Dale in the new platinum outfits. When last we saw him, he was standing in front of the castle, taking pictures with families and influencers, waving and living his best Disney 100 life. I would expect Chip, the man,
to get a little winded and out of breath really fast and be flying home anytime soon.
So, real question, all joking aside, congratulations, Chip. You're in my favorite park. What is the difference? And I looked, I mean, like eagle-eyed people can, you know, will probably notice it better than I did. What's the difference between Runaway Railway in Disneyland and our version? I mean, I noticed a few.
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm serious. On the ride, I noticed a few, like, longer corridors and whatnot, and some of the transitions were obviously different, but they promised us new scenes, right? Like, I'm not cracked in thinking. They said there's going to be added content.
Yeah, it's about 25 seconds.
Of what, though?
Just a new scene. Well, you don't want to know where the real difference is? It's in the queue. Their queue is spectacular. Their queue is
so wait, are you saying Disneyland is better?
Moving on.
I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Never wasting an opportunity to just throw that in there on you, man. Never.
Man, it looks spectacular. It is. Toontown. We don't have Toontown, so we can't A-B it.
Yeah. All right, man. let's move on to my contribution to the show this week, which is I've been tasked with Rushmore. Welcome to our Mount Rushmore, ladies and gentlemen, where I will get to rank the top four of different Disney topic. And we do that each week. In this segment, we'll be discussing everything from the best Disney theme park attractions to the most iconic Disney characters, many of which are over in Disneyland. We carefully have considered each option and make our case why this deserves a spot on the Mount Rushmore of Disney. If you want to submit listener submissions for future Rushmores to have featured on the show, send us your top four picks of something on Instagram @chipandcompany on Instagram. Today, it's my turn to tackle the tough questions and crown the ultimate champion on this week's Mount Rushmore. See, I like it there, too. I like it there. I like it.
I was just going to say, when did we put it to the beginning of the segment? It was always after our initial speaking.
I just, you know what, man? I made an executive decision. I just did it.
You're one of them. You're one of them. All right.
I just was like, hey, you know
I want to hear what your Rushmore is instead of arguing over where the song placement goes.
I think the song's going to sound really good there. And that's why I put it there. You know, it's like a tuxedo t-shirt. It's like formal.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like formal, but it still says, like, I like to party. And I like to party, so that's why I put that music right there. I wanted
that's
to be
a good place then. Good
yeah,
place
I wanted
then.
To start the party a little earlier than we normally do.
A little shake?
A little, yeah. All right. Well, Greg, Woody's Barbecue Roundup, as we know, is going to have some amazing food and some stiff competition. At Walt Disney World. You like that? Because... Greg, there are some delicious barbecue joints already there. While they don't have a sausage in your boot, there are some amazing picks. So here are my top four Rushmore established picks for the best down-home barbecue cooking over at Walt Disney World Parks and over at Disney Springs. All right, number one on my list. There's no sausage in anyone's boot over at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse over in Epcot. But the transformation of the American Pavilion Food Court to the Regal Eagle Smokehouse is probably one of the best rethemings of any restaurant in the history of Walt Disney World. That's right, I said it. It has a Muppets theme. Sam Eagle presides over just the best barbecue pit. There are some craft brews that are outside. But Regal Eagle Smokehouse, it's not just great food. It's a whole vibe. There is an atmosphere, there is an energy about that place, especially when the weather is beautiful. People sitting outside, getting the craft beer, the food there is just top notch. And Greg, when it comes to barbecue, you and I know this, man, it's all about the sauce. And they have multiple sauces that you can choose from at Regal Eagle Smokehouse. And they are the sauces that are based on the prominent regions of barbecue here in the United States. So you can get like the Kansas City barbecue, something from like a North Carolina. You can get like all these different sauces. And I will recommend getting the brisket sandwich, which is served on Texas toast. They also have a phenomenal beef brisket burger there. But the side of watermelon, that mac and cheese, mwah. This place is one of my go-to spots for barbecue, but it's one of my favorite quick service restaurants in all of the parks, not just in Epcot. For that reason, it is number one on my Mount Rushmore list of places to get barbecue.
I have to stop you and
interject.
Tell you that,
go ahead. Yes.
I absolutely love doing shots of barbecue sauce there.
You do. Yes. This is a true story.
I truly do.
He legitimately does shots of barbecue sauce. Just straight chases the barbecue.
Yep.
All right. Number two, if you want a healthy dose of shenanigans with your barbecue, then look no further to my number two option, which is the Whispering Canyon Cafe over at the Wilderness Lodge. You got to get that skillet, boy. And I wrote that.
Yeah,
right.
Boy.
I wrote that right in the outline.
How low can you go?
Yeah. Just get that skillet, boy. They have barbecue skillets that are filled with the best barbecue options. Some of the best barbecue options in the parks, but it is all you care to enjoy. And all you care to enjoy, jokes, dad jokes, and hijinks. You can ask for extra condiments and then just be inundated with like 20 bottles of ketchup. But Whispering Canyon Cafe has become notorious for one of the most raucous and fun dining experiences. But the food is also just top notch. Get one of those barbecue skillets. They have a wide variety of options. Trust me, I promise you, go there once and you will become a fan of this table service location over at the Wilderness Lodge. It is number two and one of the best places in the world, period. Number three, Greg, you don't think I could mention the best barbecue at Disney without talking about the Polite Pig. Greg and I have dined here together. We have broken bread. Whenever I am in Disney Springs, it's going to have to be a really tall task for another restaurant to overtake me wanting to eat at the Polite Pig. We usually get the tray that has multiple barbecue options, but the food there, the only thing that's bad about it is I just always want more, Greg. And I am a Polite Pig, but I'm a pig nonetheless when I go to this restaurant. It is in Disney Springs. It is one of the best restaurants that you're ever going to eat at. Again, they have differing styles of barbecue that are served there, but it is just top notch. And I don't know, this might be my number one, to be honest with you. If I had to do like a best in show and overall, this might very well be my number one. Last and certainly not least, Greg, my number four is the Hoop De Doo musical review, something that you've never done. This is still on your Disney bucket list. Am I not mistaken?
100% correct. Yeah. I've held off doing certain things, and this is one of them. I absolutely want to so bad. It's not even funny. We're going to do it probably this April.
So we had a chance to do the Hoop De Doo musical review, the new Hoop De Doo musical review this August. The three of us went. It was my daughter, Bella, Linda and myself, and we had an amazing seat for the hijinks. Yeah, the barbecue is delicious. It's, you know, it's on par with the other options that I mentioned, but this is unlike a barbecue joint that you've ever been to because the show and the musical review is just absolutely hilarious. It's splendid. It is a raucous time. You will cry laughing. You will have a perennial smile on your face. The cast members are what make this barbecue joint so magical. And the staff, they keep that food coming and they make sure that you are just happy and you are fed until you are just being rolled out of the Hoop De Doo musical review. You do have to pre-buy tickets. They are a hard get. So make sure that if you want to do the Hoop De Doo musical review, that you get your tickets ahead of time. Very seldom, if ever, can you get this during the vacation. It is one of those advanced dining reservations that needs to be booked well in advance at that 60-day point. But I promise you, it will be well worth the price. It is a show unlike anything else that you have over at Walt Disney World. And of course, there's just the tradition over there at the Fort Wilderness. Thank you.
Well, it's somewhere in the wilderness.
Somewhere in the wilderness. But that, Greg, those are my top four barbecue joints over at Disney. There's a sausage in my boot.
Just want to interject a few things here. Whispering Canyon, amazing place, but it can be sensory overload for those who have hearing issues or do not want to play along or like dad jokes. My son hates it. My daughter loves it. We love it. The other thing is, did you get a Sam Eagle sipper from Regal Eagle Smokehouse on your last visit?
Nope, I did not, because it was a tribute to all drinks, but mostly Muppet sippers.
Ah, Hoop De Doo review, where the cast members will laugh at you and with you.
And deservedly, most of the time.
Anyway.
They have no chill. Mark. Yeah, they have no chill there. None. Yeah. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
Yeah.
To the Spicy Hot Take, where we present controversial opinions and editorialize on the latest Disney news and topics. On this segment, we will be sharing our thoughts on everything.
Should I give you intense music for this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should I give you like this? Like this? Go ahead, do it now. But like,
that's not intense. That's like rocking. Like,
let me try this. Ready? Welcome to the Spicy Hot Take of the Week, where we present controversial opinions and editorialize on the latest Disney news and topics. On this segment, we're sharing our thoughts on everything from the latest Disney movies and theme park attractions to the company's business decisions. We're pulling no punches and presenting our thoughts with honesty and transparency, even if that means ruffling a few feathers, Greg. So if you're looking for some spicy and controversial opinions on all things Disney, this is the segment for you. Just remember, this is our take on things, and we welcome a respectful debate and differing viewpoints. Join us as we dive into the latest Disney controversies in this spicy hot take.
I hate it.
Okay.
You sound like Bubba Pants and Sponge Candy in the morning.
We're a little goofy tonight. At least I am. I'm a little goofy. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, that just happened, people. Welcome to my hot take of the week. Mark, this week was a bad week for Disney fans in general. I wanted to discuss most of it, but I will just highlight some of the major issues that we saw at Chip and Company. Splash Mountain closes and people lose their ever-loving minds on both sides of the aisle. It's racist, or you're taking my history away. Ad infinitum. New verse, same as the first. M&M's, Mark. Freaking M&M's.
Yeah.
Not sexy enough? Too sexy?
Too sexy.
It's a damn animated chocolate candy that melts in your mouth and not in your hand. Tim, the tool-showing man, Allen, showing off his manhood to
allegedly,
a young actress
allegedly.
At the time, yep. Pam Anderson, people had to weigh in. Well, she showed her boobs to the world in a magazine. She asked for it. Her skirt was too short. We can defend the rape by saying she wanted it. Do people ever actually read what they write? It has become disgusting. Here is an issue we have right now, Mark. Everyone thinks they need to be heard. They are the next opinion columnist. With no prior education on the subject, it has become just reactionary commentary. Not everything is or has to be political. Unfortunately, just saying that statement is too broad. What I mean to say is all things that can be perceived as political is just a reflection of the times we live in. There is no middle ground or want to find a middle ground. So we live in times where everything around us has to become a talking point in a political landscape that some of us can't figure out how to throw ourselves overboard without sinking the Titanic. Disney being perceived as highly political is more dog whistling from people who have something to gain from it. Just like Disney has something to gain by going totally against the claim and doing the exact opposite. This takes me back to everyone needing to be heard with their opinions. Education in this country has become a laughingstock, with underpaid and underfunded teachers in classrooms. Politicians weigh in saying to not teach about civil rights or slavery, or the other side saying not to teach about God. How about we give all the information in a non-biased way? That way the person or kid being educated can grow up and become a critical thinker and think for themselves. I'm not talking about math or science, but literature, history, civic. How about we figure out a way to take the top 1%, or heck, even take a few cents from my own paycheck, so that way our education system becomes what it is and should be, which is a global leader. Our millennial friends and younger have grown up in a day and age where education has become the de facto Maginot line. I stole that from you earlier.
I like that. You like that? Yeah.
Some states going too far one way and other states going too far the other. How about having faith and trust in our fellow man and our teachers to guide us and guide our kids into their formative years and give them access to both sides? Then we can have an educated population that may do more than grunt at each other in a Facebook comment section. End of rant. I can't even go on. I'm so angry at comments about Splash Mountain. I refused to go there on the last day because I didn't even want to be in line with the folks that are just going to bemoan that their history is being
played. Yeah, and there's something to be said. It's a good hot take, man. I like your hot take. There's something to be gleaned from that, that I think everyone is very quick to jump into a comment section. And I said, look, you know, it's one of those things that I believe very firmly in a person's, you know, right to free speech. And look, you know, if you want to express yourself, like that is your right. But I think that before you speak, you should at least be educated on the topic. And what I have hated about the comment section, it's basically like and or. There's really no discussion. And there's never a debate to be had on social media. It's just people seeing who can yell louder. And then when one person gets the edge over the other, then it just devolves into name calling. And usually then the issues are lost. But I think it's some of that issue is one that people are largely uneducated before they weigh in on a lot of these things. But then I think secondly is everyone wants to be a superstar. Like, what is social media? Social media has taught us that you are a brand, like that your page, your ideas, your brand is the most important thing in this social media landscape. And so we have all now been cultivating this concept for over a decade that we are so self-important that our thoughts are paramount. And I think that we sometimes need to take a step back from that and realize that if you're wrong, and look, I've said this to you, like when I'm wrong, like I will engage the other side and say like, hey, I was wrong about that and I'm really sorry. And you know, you laughed at me. What was it? A few weeks ago, I had the retraction. I was like, yeah, man, I make mistakes. When I make mistakes, I'm going to acknowledge them. I'll do it publicly. I'm not afraid. I'm a human being. But I think so many of us are so firm in our belief that we think that we are just eternally right. And it is like the Maginot line is a perfect metaphor for what it is the Maginot line. It didn't move. It moves a few hundred yards this way or that. And I think that's where we have come down on a lot of these topics, that somewhere in the middle, there's this eternal war between the two sides, whatever they emerge on. It is like the M&Ms is the most laughable of all. It's like, she's too sexy. No, she's not sexy enough. Now she has flats versus boots. And then, like, who knows? Is it a publicity stunt for M&Ms to just be like, dude, we're done with it. You know what? Maya Rudolph is the new spokesperson. We're pulling the candies. I mean,
And it could, very well could be. So again, it's
it could
like,
be.
It's,
but
here, so here's what I was getting.
If I was M&Ms too, man, I also would not care. I'd be like, look, just pull the damn spokes candies. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, we've become a part of the culture war. It's candy. It's a fake candy.
Yeah, they should have come out and said how stupid this all is and seen everybody argue.
Well, they kind of did. So they kind of did. In their own way, they kind of did.
But at the same time, I think people need to become more educated all around. And it starts at schools. Like, we're taking so much away from kids these days on what we can and can't teach them. And we literally are tying teachers' hands behind their backs. They have to worry about so many other things than just educating your kids.
That's not a new phenomenon, my friend. And I have been out of teaching for almost a decade now. And I can tell you that this phenomenon, the challenges that teachers are facing and the pressures that they're facing, it's not new. It really is
and
not new.
You can see in how somebody formulates or writes a comment how uneducated they are in life compared to how uneducated they are in that opinion.
I don't mind the syntax of the comment, but if the content is just wrong and, you know, then there's another person who weighs in to try to educate them and say, like, this is wrong, here it is. You then have a choice. You can either double down on it and say, I'm not wrong, you're a jerk. Or you could say, wow, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, and become more civil. But look, Greg, why am I no longer really on Facebook or social media? Exhibit A. Exhibit A. I
absolutely agree with you. But this was fun. At the same time, we have to bring the news to people. And unfortunately, it comes along with everybody thinking that they have something to say about it.
You know what the news is this
week? We love interaction, yeah. But it's okay to just go, yeah, that's silly.
Yeah.
Or without interjecting. Look, but man, yeah, but man, this
you
is
know,
great.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's a snake in my boot.
The big news here, the takeaway from this entire episode is that there's a sausage in my boot, Greg. I'm done. Let's go.
Gonna leave that. We're just gonna leave that. Anyway,
come on, finish it up. You got this. I believe in you. I got this.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
For joining us on And Company. We hope you enjoyed this episode and all the silliness, and you learned something new. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Chip & Co. and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcast. We will be back with more Walt Disney Company.
I lost it a while ago.
Insights and discussions on our next episode.
We will be back with more Walt Disney Company insights and discussions in our next episode. Until then, Mark, end of line.
Had a bad day. Splash Mountain's closing down. Sing the song of the South and turn it around. Hey guys, Diz Life Mark here, and I want to tell you all about the official travel partner here at Chip & Company. Let our good friend Sarah at Destination to Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Sarah specializes in planning dream vacations for your family. She's an authorized Disney vacation planner, and she can help with every step of your magical vacation. The best thing is that her services are 100% free. Want to travel beyond Disney? Sarah has you covered there too. Want to find out more? Fill out a trip request form over at the website at Chip & Co. or email her directly at sarahsolberg@dtotravel.com. What are you waiting for? Start planning that dream vacation today. Email her at sarahsolberg@dtotravel.com.